Hi, my name's Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. Have you ever wondered about the kingdom of God? What it is? How does it come to earth? I think many of us have questions like this. Well, did you know that the Bible uses phrases like the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Christ interchangeably? These are not different kingdoms, they are the same. Each one of these phrases refers to the same kingdom, where God reigns as king. The nature of his kingdom, the kingdom of God, is most succinctly revealed in our Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is where the name of God is held in highest esteem, where God is revered as holy and almighty. And the kingdom of God is where the subjects of the kingdom live in obedience to God. They conform their lives to the will of the king. In other words, the kingdom of God is where the will of God is done willingly. Notice also the indication that the kingdom of God is not meant only for heaven. God intends his kingdom to enter the earth, to cover the earth. Isn't that what Jesus is asking us to pray for? That his kingdom would come to earth, and that the people of earth would willingly honor and obey God? God does not bring his kingdom to the earth the way that humans advance kingdoms, through war and force and destruction. God brings his kingdom to the earth through his mighty love, a love he so powerfully demonstrated when he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in Jesus will be forgiven from sins and immediately transferred into Christ's kingdom. Listen to what Colossians 1, 13 and 14 says. God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This verse is in the past tense. Everyone who trusts in Jesus and yearns to follow him has already been transferred into the kingdom of God. If Jesus is your Lord, your King, then you presently dwell within the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has come into your heart. Indeed, this is what it means to be born again. You are born into the kingdom of God, where all of its citizens long to do the will of God. Jesus famously said to Nicodemus in John 3:3, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus is not talking about seeing the kingdom of God in the distant future, or only after you die. Jesus is talking about seeing the kingdom of God all around you, flowing out of your heart and the hearts of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Being born again, with Christ as your Lord, is having your eyes open to the kingdom of God that is in the midst of you. In Luke 17, 20 and 21, we read this. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Wherever Christ is, there is his kingdom. When Christ dwells in your heart, his kingdom has come. When the church gathers, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." Indeed, Christ's kingdom is not for your heart alone. So, having been given all authority in heaven and on earth, King Jesus commissions you to make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them how to live in obedience to the King. So let me sum all of this up. What is the nature of the kingdom of God? 1. The kingdom of God is where God is King. 2. The kingdom of God is where the will of God is done willingly. 3. God establishes his kingdom on earth through the gospel of Jesus Christ. 4. The kingdom of God can only be seen when someone is born again. And 5. We are called to advance the kingdom of Christ through prayer and through gospel proclamation. What an amazing kingdom Christ has transferred us into. May God's name be hallowed, may his will be done, may his kingdom come in greater and greater measure upon this earth and in our hearts. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor at Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.